I can say that on behalf of the United Kingdom, that we are steadfast friends of the people of South Sudan. As you'll know, we are one of the largest donors in terms of humanitarian assistance here in South Sudan. And we are also one of the Troika countries that is pushing forward the peace process, because what we sincerely want to see is peace here in South Sudan, and we want to make sure that there are any spoilers to the peace process are aware that there are consequences. And so we are steadfast in our support. We have a range of different programs in addition to humanitarian assistance. I've also been able to meet some of the girls who are being helped to remain in school through our Girls Education South Sudan program. And I've also been able to visit the only children's hospital in South Sudan, which is also very much supported by UK aid.
The conflict in this country, South Sudan in this case, is entering its fifth year. In your opinion, what's the game changer to realize peace?
Well, I think that it is crucial that hostilities cease. I think that is the most important message, because you cannot have peace where people are turning on each other with weapons. And so in order to come to a political solution, all of the different parties to the conflict need to be discussing the way forward. And in order for there to be momentum in those discussions, and we welcome the progress that's being made in Khartoum, we welcome the engagement by a range of parties in those discussions, they need to be inclusive, and they need to address the needs and requirements of all of the people of South Sudan. We are all from countries where we have differences of opinion. Those differences of opinion need to be settled through discussion and through democracy rather than through taking weapons and turning them on each other.
Okay, UK as part of the Troika group of nations has been very strong about the need for peace, threatening punitive measures for spoilers, as you put it earlier. What are your comments about the ongoing high-level revitalization talks, the face-to-face meetings, and the featuring of regional governments taking on direct mediation efforts? Is this enough?
Well, we clearly welcome progress in terms of the peace discussions, and we welcome the fact that they are becoming more inclusive. We want to see inclusive discussions for peace in terms of the way forward. But we also can see, and the United Nations Human Rights Commission this week published a report which shows that there continue to be hostilities on the ground between the rival factions in South Sudan. And clearly, there can be no progress in terms of peace unless those who are armed put down those arms and resolve everything through political discussion as opposed to armed conflict.